Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello. Hopefully, you're not laboring on this Labor Day. Joel, real quickly, we were going to do this and then Jaylen Warren's extension happened. Start bench cut of the cookout holidays, Labor Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day. I think it's pretty easy. I start 4th of July, I bench Memorial Day, and I cut Labor Day. Especially this year in Pittsburgh because of the way that things are weather-wise today. Beautiful, but not quite like cookout and pool day. Memorial Day, start of the summer, kick off the summer, 4th of July, the height of the summer, and I think the best holiday of the three. But I start 4th, bench Memorial Day, cut Labor Day.
All right, so I'll agree on starting July 4th. That always hits different. I'm gonna say bench Memorial Day and cut the Labor Day one.
So we agree.
No, I'm sorry. I meant the flip-flop the other way around. Sorry. Yes, I am benching the Labor Day one, and then going with Memorial Day as
Is Labor Day two for you because of football? That just like the Labor Day weekend in college football? Because that's a very valid argument.
Sorry, what was your list again? Like both of us are starting July 4th.
Yeah, it's essentially 1, 2, 3. 4th of July is one for me, Memorial Day is two, Labor Day is three.
Okay, yeah, I'm the same way.
Okay, there we go. Glad we ironed that out. Your thoughts on Jaylen Warren's extension?
I like it. It's the team-friendly deal, like you were saying. So what I really wonder is, now think about this. This would be an insane, if this happens, if Jaylen Warren gets 1,000 yards rushing, that deal is going to look like a bargain, especially if he were to get upwards of 1,200 yards, 1,300, 1,400. It might involve a Caleb Williams injury and Jaylen Warren gets more volume. And I think the Steelers would end up doing not exactly a timeshare, but, you know, something along the lines of Jaylen Warren gets 7 of every 10 rushes between him and Caleb Johnson. If Jaylen Warren can get 1,000 yards on the ground this year, whether, you know, that's based on a lot of volume or just so many chunk play, explosive runs, I mean, it might end up looking like a very friendly deal. But also, if Caleb Johnson shows many flashes and it becomes evident that he needs to be the Steelers starter for 2026, then, you know, there's no penalty in the Steelers cutting Jaylen Warren after this season, I'm sure.
More pressure, Caleb Johnson or Caleb Williams this year. I think it's probably the quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. I would think so.
Yeah, that guy needs to be good. Yeah, I agree with everything you said. This seems like, remember when everybody was, when Justin Fields got what he got from the Jets and everybody was up in arms, and myself included at the time, to be quite honest with you, about how Justin Fields' deal with the Jets was friendly enough to the team to where if the Steelers would have done it and he sucked, you could have cut him on a, what was it, a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal, whatever it was that Fields got. That was one of the big talking points of why Fields went to the Jets and not the Steelers, and the Steelers didn't pony up, was, well, the Jets, this is still a team enough friendly deal, enough of a team friendly deal for the Jets to where if he stinks, and he might, they can part ways with him and it doesn't really impact the team. That's a quarterback deal. This is much, much more truncated. And if Jalen Warren, if it's a combination of Caleb Johnson usurping Jalen Warren, or Jalen Warren having a Willie Parker type trajectory, I hope that's not the case, and I don't think that will be the case, but for the sake of argument, if Jalen Warren fizzles out, it seems like the Steelers can part ways and it won't be that big of a deal, especially because of the amount of cap space that the Steelers have in 26 and 27. $85 million for next year, $200-some million in 27. This deal is more than fine. And if you want to call in and poke holes in it with it, you're more than welcome to. We can have that discussion. Just spoiler alert right now, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you, but feel free to state your case. I want to hear from you regardless. 412-928-9370. That is the number to get a hold of us right here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Full disclaimer, we're shaking things up. Full disclaimer, the show has shifted focus, obviously. We're going to have Noah Hyles on at the top of the next hour. I asked Noah when I woke up this morning, and when I woke up this morning, it was already after Noah was on the morning show with Jason Mackey. So combination of that and the Jalen Warren news, I gave Noah a rain check, more than happy with it. So Noah not joining us in the next segment, but Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director, will join us at 12:30. We'll break down the Jalen Warren extension with Jeff. He's been on the South side all day, it seems like. Pat Narduzzi talks today, and of course with the big news of Jalen Warren's extension, Jeff, I'm sure, will be headed over to the other side of the building and covering the Steelers practice today. The first Steelers practice of the normalness of the in-season grind for the media. They practice today. Tomlin talks tomorrow. Game week, Steelers and Jets. I guess we could preview that, too, at 412-928-9370. Do you have a prediction for Sunday? Do you have a record prediction for the Steelers all season long? 412-928-9370. We'll get into mine at, and I have to look at my rundown here and find a spot because, again, we're shuffling things around. 1 o'clock. Just over an hour from now, my 2025 NFL regular season record predictions for all 32 teams, the Steelers included, playoffs, Super Bowl, all that fun stuff. This is probably going to be my last show before the season starts. So no better time than now to put the 2025 record predictions on the record. And then when they're inevitably hilarious at the end of the season and all of you remember it, you can call in and dunk on me if you want to. All right, Jalen Warren, 412-928-9370. How do you feel about it? Jimmy in the Penn Hills is on the Fan. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I don't understand. He's a backup running back at best. He averages like, what, 7 carries a game?
Jimmy, he's not making starter running back money.
I know, but he's a backup.
But he's not making starter money on this extension. He's still going to be like the 20th highest paid running back in the NFL after this extension. What's the problem?
You compared him to the Detroit running back. Both of those guys are superstars.
Montgomery's not a superstar. He's a short yardage back now. He's making $3 million a year more than Jalen Warren. It's 2 years, $12 million. Jimmy, the Steelers have $85 million in cap space in 26 and $200-some million in 27. This is peanuts.
So our backfield is Warren and the new guy. That's it, right?
Yeah, and then Gainwell this year. Gainwell's on a 1-year deal. They might bring him back in 26. Who knows? But they'll add to it, I'm sure.
I don't know. They're a running team. I'd rather have two starters, but basically, starters that can handle the workload.
Okay, well,
why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the way I look at it, Jimmy, and thanks for the call. I would rather be paying Jaylen Warren $6 million a year and know what you get out of Jaylen Warren than be the Saints right now paying Alvin Kamara at 30 years old $12.25 million. That's the problem with running backs. And I'm keeping an eye on the YouTube comments, and somebody had mentioned about there really not being much incentive of being an NFL running back anymore unless you're near the top of the top, the Barkleys and the McCaffreys of the world. And that's true. Like, people, that running backs don't get extensions. They don't get paid. Think back to a couple of training camps ago when Najee Harris met with us outside of Rooney Hall on move-in day and talked to us for like 15 minutes. And that was after he was a part of that whole Zoom meeting of all the running backs trying to unionize and advocate for their worth. They don't get that kind of money typically unless you're near the top of the top, because those guys fizzle out. Like, Aaron Jones at 31 is making $10 million a year. Joe Mixon in the Texans is making $10 million a year. Both of those guys have seen better football in the past than they will in the future. And they're on new teams, mind you. Running backs have a shelf life. So I would much rather pay Jaylen Warren and everything that we know about Jaylen Warren right now for $6 million a year than pay a starter. Oh, I'd rather have a starter. And by the time you get to Alvin Kamara's point in his career, he's making way too much money at 30 years old. And what have the Saints done with Alvin Kamara? Haven't been able to compete. Well, they've competed, but they haven't won the big one. Jim in Center's on the Fan. What's up, Jim?
What's up, brother? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Man, it's calls like that last one. You get tired, like, kind of being a Steelers fan in a way. Because,
yeah, like, Jim, and not to cut you off, and I'll let you finish, but like, if this would have been like $10 million a year, $11 million a year, I would have been like, all right, what are we doing? But it's not.
Sure. It's like you said, it's peanuts, and you beat me to it. And the point I was going to bring up is, he was saying we're a running team. We may try to be a running team, but we're not succeeding at it. And furthermore, if you look at the lifespan of running backs in the current NFL right now, they're not really worth much past their rookie deal.
Yep.
Right?
That's why the Steelers haven't issued an extension in 20 years.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not positive on this. I'm close, I think. But you get 3-4 years and then a tag year or something like that. So you got, like, control for 5 years.
If you're a first-round pick.
And if you're a first-round pick, sure. So if you go into a season and you let's say you draft, like, we'll use Najee, right?
Yep.
He didn't get a second contract, and he was durable, he was reliable, but honestly,
Jim,
that's not what the NFL is, and we're not going to compete until we have something like a good defense with a Cincinnati-type offense. Like, it is a passing league.
Jim,
we are not going to ramble off 35 points a game running the ball.
Jaylen Warren is the first Steeler running back to get an extension since Willie Parker in 2006. And you know what Jaylen Warren and Willie Parker have in common? They're both undrafted. What does that tell you about the running back position? And thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. It tells you that you can find guys wherever. And think of the first round running backs. Rashard Mendenhall, Najee Harris, that have come and gone without contract extensions. The Steelers were near the top half of the league in team rushing stats a season ago. They averaged 127.4 yards per game last season. I wish the websites, when you sort it, they would number them. And I paused to count. The Steelers were 11th in the league last year in run offense, an improvement from 2023 under Arthur Smith. The whole offense improved. Obviously, that doesn't entail Najee Harris, and Caleb Johnson and Jalen Warren are going to have to carry the workload to a much higher extent without Najee there to get back to near the top 10 in rushing offense. But I still think that's where this is trending. And this extension, and for the money that it is entailed with it, that's only going to help this run game and the effectiveness of the Steelers' rushing attack improve. Steven in Glassport's on the Fan. What's up, Steven?
How you doing today?
I'm well. How about you, sir?
Good. I got a question for you. Is Aaron Rodgers going to start week one against the Jets or no?
Who else would?
I think Mason Rudolph probably would start week one and think Aaron Rodgers would probably be the backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's not happening. When Mike Tomlin met with the media the day that Aaron Rodgers practiced with the Steelers for the first time at minicamp back in June, I forget who asked. It might have been Joe Rutter. One of the beat guys said, is there a quarterback position competition? And without hesitation, Mike Tomlin said no. And they didn't bring Aaron Rodgers in here to be the backup.
I think he might retire at the end of the year, Aaron Rodgers. They said that he's going to retire at the end of the season.
They did. I mean, he said that, and it seems like ever since he said that on McAfee's show, that there's been little hints to maybe it, like he's more willing to come back, and the door is not completely closed on a 2026 Aaron Rodgers. If I had to bet on it, yeah, this is probably going to be his last year, but it seems like that the door might be a little bit more open to Aaron Rodgers coming back next year than not. And obviously how he plays this year is going to depend a lot on that, but it doesn't seem like the door is completely closed and that this is 100% his last season.
I think he's still going to win the Super Bowl this year. That's my opinion.
Well, that's one heck of an opinion, Steven. Thanks for the call. For somebody that thought that Mason Rudolph was going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday and Super Bowl champs, doesn't really put two and two together, but I appreciate the optimism. I will let you know how I think the Steelers fare in 2025 coming up on this program at 1 o'clock, just after 1 o'clock. My NFL record predictions coming your way in just about an hour. We're well past the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Not quite pool or cookout weather. Well, maybe cookout weather. Not quite pool weather on this Labor Day. Low 80s. Yeah, maybe give or take. I don't know. But it's beautiful. Enjoy the day if you have the day off from work. More reaction to the Steelers signing Jalen Warren to a 2-year contract extension, $12 million guaranteed. It also pays him over $7 million for 2025. So increases the salary for Warren in 25 to 5.3 and change to 7 and change. So a $2 million sweetener, give or take, and $12 million guaranteed through 2027. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn at 1230. I'm Jack Hillgrove. Filling in for the guys, Pomp and Joe, right here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.